The second workshop of the Dourade cloister was dominated by the personality of a pioneering sculptor who depicted a program narrating the passion and resurrection of Christ. The narration is more complex than that of the first workshop. Some ides still have just one standalone scene, but the sculptor has also woven in continuity between all four sides, setting the pace of the composition. The first capitals in this cycle use arches, with or without columns, to chant the scenes and draw attention to each one, just like in Illuminations. Other capitals can be read continuously, as in The Arrest of Jesus. Several scenes appear in quick succession on this capital: the kiss of Judas, the arrest and judgment of Jesus, the flagellation of Christ, and Christ carrying the cross. In The Arrest of Jesus, the arches have disappeared. The scene is played out over the entire width of the Echinus. The sculptor exploits the different degrees of relief to carve out space and add a sense of depth to the scene taking place outside on the Mount of Olives. The figures seem to be coming out of the frame. Jesus is positioned slightly off-center and projects far beyond the other characters, who are carved in a lower degree of relief. The low-relief biers give even more depth to the scene, hinting at a background, while an engraved backdrop adds a precious touch to the overall impression. Placed just behind Christ's head, it suggests his divine nature. The drapery of the slender figures is noticeably fluid and elegant. They are close-fitting and take on a dancing appearance, reminiscent of the way Roman sculptors tried to suggest movement. The figures come to life, and the expression on their faces draws us into the drama of the biblical scene. Compared with the capitals of the first workshop, the compositions of this second workshop are very dynamic. The figures are slenderer, and their expressive gestures help us to understand the scenes. The backdrops are no longer overlooked, and some extremely delicate details are even carved in very shallow relief. The backdrops are often engraved or embossed, using goldsmithery techniques to play around with light. The drapery is softer, more complex, and varied. The networks of folds are denser. The richest clothes are edged with gold and silver embroidered braids. The iconography of these 13 capitals reflects a new, more sensitive approach to Christ's humanity and suffering. It also served to remind clergymen of the religious ideal they should be striving for through models representing episodes from the life of the apostles.